to us. These are fruit of the Spirit, aren't they? Love, we've talked about that. Joy, we've talked about that. And peace, and even long-suffering. All four of we've talked about are all the fruit of the life lived in the Spirit. And then the peace of God will flood your life and it'll guard you. What does that mean? It'll protect you. It'll protect you from what? From discontent, from anxiety. It'll protect your heart, the seat of your person, your mind, your thought patterns. It'll protect them from discontent. Well, number six, and there's no way to do this without coming to this point. If you want to have contentment in your life, you have to think on godly things. And the more you cultivate the things of God in your thinking, the more you're going to be content. So in verse 8, he says, finally, brethren, this is my last word on the subject. Whatever's true, whatever's honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report or repute, that is good reputation. If there is any excellence and if anything is worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. You know how to get discontent? Just rehearse everything that's wrong. Just keep reinforcing it all the time in your mind. Just keep going over it and over it and over it, and you will feed your discontent. But on the other hand, if you think about whatever is true, that is to say, the truth of God, whatever is honest, worthy of respect, noble, dignified, reverent, lofty, whatever is just or righteous, whatever is agnos, morally pure, whatever is lovely, amiable, attractive, pleasing, whatever is of good reputation, praiseworthy. If you think about those things, whatever is virtuous, you're going to enjoy contentment. So create this habit. Let your mind dwell on these things. Let your mind dwell on these things. Discontent is a result of negative thinking about yourself, about your suffering, about what you don't have, what's not going right, what you don't like. And it's a monster that, if well fed, gets very large. It's a bad process to get caught in. And Paul says, if there's